don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be, Trey Trey.
No, girl, but that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this morning, we are helping out our girl, Pamela. How are you, love?
Okay.
Oh. Well, what's going on?
You know, I've been dating my boyfriend, Brad, for like a month, and I'm starting to feel hesitant about continuing the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I've kind of been hearing some questionable things about him. It seems like he kind of has a bad reputation for not remaining faithful to his girlfriends.
Oh.
He sleeps around a lot, and he's, you know, a huge flirt around town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Madison's a really small world, so kind of word, you know, gets around fast.
Yep.
And I don't know, I just, like, I heard things initially, like, some little rumors before I started going out with him, but, you know, those rumors just keep coming, and I'm just, like, mm-hmm. I don't think I want to put myself through that, and I'm just kind of really starting to get concerned.
Do you have deep feelings for him? You haven't been dating that long, so is this something that you're okay walking away with, or does this still sting? Like, you still really, really wanted to be with this guy?
I mean, you know, I really like him a lot. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's still early, so I can't say, like, whether I'm in love with him or not, but, like, I really do like him. He does treat me well.
Okay.
But, you know, and he hasn't, like, shown any of the things that, like, I've heard about.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't necessarily seen any evidence of that yet.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, you know, people keep telling me stuff, and they keep, like, I keep getting, like, these warnings about him. And it's just, you know, if it was, like, one or two people, I would be like, you know, right. I could brush it off a little more easily. But it's just, like, so much, like, the last few weeks, you know, more and more people are just like, did you know he hooked up with that person and that person, and, like, he's always, like, such a flirt at the bars, and, like, buying, you know, other women drinks, and, like, just, you know, texting girls and stuff, and, like, you know, he just has a really bad track record with fidelity.
Right.
So it's like, I just don't, like, I just feel like, you know, maybe he's just still not ready for a serious relationship, and why should I put myself through that?
So. Yeah, I mean, I think this is a tough one. This has actually happened to me. I mean, you know, you're interested in somebody, but you keep hearing things about them. What do? You don't want to judge that person based on everything that you hear if they're treating you differently.
Well, that's the thing. That's all hearsay.
Yeah.
And I guess it depends. Are you hearing all this in your own, like, crew of people that you all hang out with? Or is it just like you're just down one block,
like,
and down
another? Yeah, it's like my crew and, like, you know, kind of other acquaintances, you know, that like know of him and have heard stories and stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of women apparently have been burned by him before.
Right.
And it's just like, you know,
sure.
Why? I feel like, you know, it's true what they say, like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
And it's like, you know, he can be like, no, well, you're different. But it's like, I just don't feel like he, you know, it's like,
girl,
I don't know if he's ready to make that change.
Yeah.
It's time to put the armor up now. I'm one of those people that I will push you away first before you hurt me. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song when we get back. We will help you to break the bad news to Brad that, yes, you've heard too many stories that he is a big-time cheater, and most likely he might be even cheating on you, and hopefully you'll find the answer next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. This is a very sensitive Breaking Bad News, because believe me, when we have any, you know, girlfriend in our back pocket or guy who is calling us to ask us, I really believe, can you help me, that the person I really care for might be cheating on me, it is not a fun thing to have to help in.
Well, and here's the thing, Krista. This situation is tough because she just started dating this guy. It's only been a month, but she's been hearing things about him.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know it for sure. She hasn't seen anything, but it seems like he's got a bit of a bad reputation.
Right.
So it's like, I think she's at a point where she doesn't know what to do because as far as she knows, he hasn't done anything to her like this. But what do you do? Do you believe the other people, or do you stick around and wait for it? I don't know.
Well, she is definitely going to be asking him finally because she's going to put him on the spot. Ooh. It's called the telephone call.
That's right.
Pamela, we're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, although Brad will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you with your call. Okay.
Okay.
All right, love. All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I was just I was just calling because I just wanted to talk to you real quick.
Sure.
I mean, like, I feel like we need to have just kind of this check-in because, I mean, I think I've told you before, like, people have come to me, you know, talking about, like, how you kind of have a reputation of, you know, being really flirty and, like, you know, you've had some, like, occasions where you've cheated on people in the past and, like, people just keep coming to me more and more with these, like, you know, just these stories. And I feel like I don't know if we should maybe take a break for a little while.
There it is. Uh-oh. There it is.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's just so much. Like, there, I've always tried to give you the benefit of the doubt and, like, you know, I don't want to judge you based on your history.
Let's break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Brad? Pamela, we got it, girl.
Yeah, we got
Brad?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, yes. How you doing?
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's
like, oh, look at, he's already nice. Inviting to us because we're girls.
Yeah.
Hi, Brad. This is Krista and Tracy. We're friends of your beautiful girlfriend, Pamela, on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
You just happen to be on the radio in front of thousands of people.
I know.
But it's
But it's just us, so really look at it that way.
So, listen, you are very popular, it sounds like, and this is what we need to know. It is true, Pamela, your girl, who's all about you and willing to be with you, but the problem is that she has just heard too much stuff surrounding your reputation with cheating. And we just want to know, I mean, point blank, you might as well be honest and respect her enough. Are you cheating on her as we speak?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Have you cheated on her?
Never.
Okay. What about all the rumors that she's been hearing? Is there any truth to those rumors?
I mean, listen, you know, everyone has a past. I don't judge her for hers. I don't feel I should be judged for mine. I feel like I should be judged, you know, on how I, you know, interact with her and in this relationship.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. I understand, you know, why you're doing this. And I would think that there are a lot of hurt girls out there that are probably upset that I'm with you right now. I just feel like you shouldn't, you know, take things, I just don't listen to what people say, you know, just basically.
I mean, I can't help but, like, you know, hear all these rumors and, like, or, like, just people's accounts of, like, your past behavior. And it just makes me, like, kind of sad because you have hurt so many people. Like, that's the bottom line is, like, you kind of left a trail of bodies. Like, people have really been let down by you and hurt by you and hearts broken. And it's, like, I mean, I understand if it's just, like, you know, a relationship here or there that kind of just soured and just, you know, went bad, or you had, like, a moment where you made a mistake and, you know, but it's like, there are just so many people that are just like saying, like, what a flirt you are and, you know, buying drinks and texting
other women. You know what? None of them
were
as interesting as you are.
I was just going to ask, what makes her different from all the other women? Like, what makes her the one that you will not be going out on?
Right.
She's not average.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, like,
really
you're so charming. Like, yeah, of course, I love hearing that. You know,
but
like, why did you treat other women so badly? Like, I can't believe that. Like, there weren't other amazing women that you, like, at the time, you're like, oh, you're the different one. Like, you're so amazing. It's like, or, you know, you just have this attitude that, like, you know, everybody, like, women are just objects, and then, like, you're just going through them until you find the one that's special enough to you,
you know,
to not treat like garbage.
You know, I think there's a time where people just change, to be honest. I mean, I'm not condoning whatever may have happened in his past, but I think there's times where, you know, people get tired and they change, and maybe they finally do meet somebody that it's just different. I think as women, we're just so afraid of getting hurt.
Well, and these people are exes for a reason. Right. No matter when you have an ex or that you dated someone that didn't work out, they're always going to have sour feelings. So I think it would be probably good for you, and especially if you two believe in this relationship, that Pamela, you do not listen to what other people say. Make your own decision.
Yes.
And if your gut feeling is that this guy seems pretty dang special and he's reciprocating that, that you two, it should only be between you two, and who cares what anybody else
says. I agree. Start fresh.
Yeah, I just don't think you should buy into the whole, you know, the high school stuff, because, you know, I'm not denying that what you've heard might be true, but it was for a reason. You know, I didn't purposely try to hurt someone.
What was the reason? Like, what are the reasons why you, like...
Well, I think that could
people.
Take a long time.
Yeah, that could.
Maybe this is probably best if we take this off the phone line, and maybe you guys can get together and have a conversation, but hopefully you can work this out.
Yeah. I would say, Pamela, try not to overthink it. Just, you know, enjoy. And if something does come up where he's showing signs that, you know, aren't going to work for you, then deal with it then. But just start fresh.
Yeah. Once you see that red flag, then run, girl.
Exactly.
Run!
Yeah, okay. I haven't given you a reason to not trust me. So, I mean,
see?
It's where we are.
See? No red flag yet.
Yep. None.
Perfect.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.